Weekly Dose of Fat for Saturday, May 17th, 2014, show number 4. FatBike.com, the world's number one resource for information on fat bike products, event and race coverage, interviews, and living the fat bike lifestyle, presents Fat Bike Radio with your hosts, Sven and Gomez.
Bienvenidos, cachos. This is your Uncle Gomez.
And I'm the incredible Sven, and this is your weekly dose of fat.
This week's show is sponsored by Surly. You know those guys. They just want to help.
You can find everything you ever wanted to know about Surly Bikes, but were afraid to ask at http://surlybikes.com. There'll be a link in the show notes. Welcome to this week's show. Guess who we have in the studio with us today?
Bozo the Clown.
Actually, you're looking right at him. It's Flying Colin Ford.
What's up?
Welcome, Colin. Glad you could sit in. Actually, we're going to do a little beer segment later on, and that's why Colin's really here. But
I'm already drinking.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of drinking.
And Colin's here because right next to me is a Surly ice cream truck that he wants to huck off the top of the building.
Huck.
That ice cream truck
needs to be hucked.
Is awesome looking. I'm eyeballing it. All righty. Gomez, what do you got?
Last week, we changed the format of the show up a bit. We're pretty happy with the direction. And we're going to add a new segment this week about
beer!
The beer for this week's show is Sprecher Special Amber in cans.
Actually, mine was a Pabst because in the previous practice takes for this, I did taste some of that Special Amber. And I just felt more like a Pabst today.
Yeah, I picked a beer today. Today, we also have Flying Colin Ford as a special guest.
What's up?
You may have seen him photoshopped in some jump shots. Not photoshopped, guys. Colin does all that stuff for real.
For real.
Plus, he actually works at a brewery, so I think he knows a little bit about beer.
Cheers, fellas.
Good to have you in the studio, dude.
Oh, thanks.
We're going to have to tell him why you're really here later. This beer thing is just sort of an impromptu segment, but...
But I think it's a good tradition to have a beer during every show.
Yeah. He came up with this on the way in, so he had to stop and get the beer and was thus 20 minutes late for our show. But he brought beer, so what beer did you bring again?
It's a Sprecher Special Amber. It says on the label, Vienna-style lager.
Those guys are based in Milwaukee. Got to tell you folks that we do love local breweries, including Lakefront Brewery that Colin works at.
Right on.
But right now I'm not drinking my own beer because I have to go into work later.
What?
This beer, it's been around forever. It's one of the first beers Sprecher made. We make a beer that's kind of similar called River West Stein. I'm partial to that because I've been drinking it since I was 17.
You can't say that. Hey. Show your ID before you come on the show.
Oh, sorry.
It gets carded.
It's got a, you know, nice malty backbone. It's a pretty traditional style beer, you know, German style. It's all right.
It's all right. There you heard it from Colin Ford. You know, the wine snobs have a lot of really weird words when they describe all of their flavors and feelings they get from wine. All right. That's like number one on the beer man's list.
It's all right.
All right.
Yep, talking bikes and beer just seems to make sense because I think every fat bike ride we go on, there's at least a beer involved.
Or six.
Or after, or somewhere in the general vicinity of the ride.
12.
All right.
It's been a bit of a crazy week for me, and that caught me off my bike for over a week now. Craziness, rain on the trails equals unhappy Sven. So I'm glad we could have Colin in here and spice it up a little bit. I'm happy to do the show. And
been riding a little trail when it's not raining.
Yeah,
still pretty muddy, but you know, fat bikes are awesome for mud.
Monday started bike to work week. And since I work from home,
lucky,
I decided to do a sub 24 hour overnight so I could get up in the morning and bike to work like normal people. Like I could say that like a normal person.
Yeah. How did that go?
Well, as soon as I got the new Apidura bags that came in, stuffed full of gear and mounted, it started to pour rain. So I got the planning part done, but didn't execute. Call me Nancy.
I went on a big ride this last weekend with my friend Gifford, who does tattoos for me. He got a fat bike. He's from Chicago, and took him on his like third trail ride. And Dave Lunds was there.
Oh, Lunds.
Chad Wilson was there, aka Boner. John Trusky, my buddy Matt, who just got an ECR, which is dope.
Surly makes those, folks. ECR.
Gifford went careening into the river on his pretty sure his like third trail ride ever.
I've been in that river.
Good sport.
Before.
Good sport.
All right, Gifford. I was following a lovely young lady down the trail on the west side one time, and there's a pretty rooty section, and I just wasn't paying attention and went right into the water. It does happen, even to Sven.
Well, let's take a look at what's going on in the winter webs.
We got winter webs here.
I only got as far as planning some spring fat packing. We dug up a few links from the folks that actually executed their plan. Tony Lund, our friend
Finland. You planned it well, though, so you can't be a problem.
Why get a waterproof tent and all this waterproof gear if you're not going to go out in the rain?
Yeah, sounds like Tony Lund did a spring 24-hour overnighter. He's one of our friends from Finland.
Metal.
Yeah, metal. They do some good metal over there. I always enjoy reading his stories, but especially enjoy seeing his stories because his photos are always really good. He documents his trips well, and he takes time to make a pretty decent photo, too. So you can check that out. There will be a link in the show notes. So, Gomez, you found this link about the Morocco Surly Bike Pack trip, and I took a look through there. Again, awesome photos. I must be a picture guy.
Yeah, Surly ECR, like we mentioned before. Used to tour the desert, and the photos in this are just incredible.
There's even one with a girl and a goat. There's a goat. You got to see it if there's a goat in it.
Pedaling Nowhere. Yeah, that dude rules.
Yep. And again with the link, again with the show notes. Check it out.
Check out Mark Sirik. He's got all the cool bike packing links up on his Facebook.
Death Kit's in! Hey, Sven. Guess who has a Surly ice cream truck in his pants?
I was going to say Chewy.
No way, Jose. It's us.
I know.
But mostly for Colin.
Yeah.
And the rest of the test crew.
Stoked.
To thrash. Well, how about we shoot some studio shots of that thing before we unleash it on those huckabillies?
Colin.
Eris.
Zeta.
O'Gallagher.
The OG.
OG. Oh, gee, let's have an O'Gallagher Flying Colin height shoot-off on our next beach ride. I think that would be an awesome thing. We'll see who's got the huevos on this particular day.
We'll see.
So we're going to do a two-part
hair, though.
You got
exclusive on the Surly ice cream truck on the site. Look for that coming up here in the next 30 days or so.
If you see Colin riding it around town, stop him when he's passing by.
Or I'll just do a wheelie and keep riding.
Yep, probably more likely. All right, on with the show.
So on, in addition to the Surly ice cream truck, we got three new bags in from Apidura, and I threw those on my fat back. That's Colin cracking his
Colin
knuckles.
Colin cracking his knuckles.
Colin.
Arthritis.
And like I said, I got it all packed up, but didn't take it out. But we'll be doing that, taking those and testing those. Well, nice looking bags.
What was your initial impression of those bags? You said they had some unique features that you were interested in.
Well, they have some proprietary, very skeletal fasteners. They use a modular design on their accessory bag, on the handlebar bag, that I really like.
So you can add other bags to it?
Instead of the bags wrapping around everything, they just click in with these very cool, very lightweight skeletal, like I said. So whereas a fastener on a normal bag is solid plastic, they have removed a great deal of the plastic on all of their Fastex-style connectors.
Well, I'm going to be anxious to actually see those. You're making me excited. Not in a naughty way, but in a good way.
Well, they appeal to my color scheme on the bike, too. I somehow have worked yellow in with silver, and these are gray and yellow. So you can look for a report on those coming up on the site real soon. I've already shot my initial photographs, and we'll get that up on the site maybe next week.
Maybe next week. Don't hold them to it, folks. This is a very liquid and fluid thing we're doing here.
Indeed.
Speaking of liquid.
Liquid.
Drink. Oh, it's like a beer stop on a ride.
Beer break.
Beer stop.
Beer stop.
Beer stop.
Did I go through two of those already? Oh, no. There's a good one. All right.
So I also installed and got my first miles in on the new RaceFace Atlas pedals that we talked about last week.
What makes an Atlas pedal? Is it platform style?
It's a platform, and it's got really like eighth inch long studs sticking out of it. I'm looking forward to putting a whole bunch of miles in on those.
Not in bare feet though.
No.
All right.
Not holes in your shins.
Yeah, and I'm running them in full shin shredding mode. So I also threw the V tire bulldozer on the back of my Fatback. I'll be running that for a bit.
You've had those for a little while. Have you ridden it on another bike?
No, this is the first time that I've run it. And for such a knobby tire, this thing really rolls smooth on the pavement.
That's
the trails have just been too wet for me to try them off-road, but that's what I'm hoping to do very soon. Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday, our Borealis Echo will arrive, and I've got some really interesting ideas about how we might test that.
Do tell, Batman. Sounded like he had something really important to say.
We're like, Fat Man.
And on that note.
So, how about how about we have some of the Bike Black Ribbon test pilots.
Is this your idea now? Or are you
Yeah, this is my idea for how we might test it.
All right. I'm going to listen to your idea now. So our
we could have
our three listeners are going to listen to your idea.
You listening?
Jim's listening to
it. Good.
All right. Letting me talk over you. Just read it. Or don't read it. Just tell it.
Well, my idea is to have four or three of our test pilots that are of similar size.
And or stature.
And
what about gender? Is gender an issue, or as
do we
long
have
as
any
the
female
height?
Test pilots?
Not in this state that I know of at this particular time.
All right, so they could race it at the 12-hour race that's coming up right at Kettle.
Dude Canoe.
There you go.
That's is that what it's called?
That's the name of the. How about Bike Black Ribbon?
Yeah, I know.
Dude Canoe. We could have. Maybe, you know.
Color guy.
All right, and the other idea is to get Aris out at the Rock Extreme Sports Complex.
Is that open yet? Do you know?
It's going to open very soon.
Yeah, I think it opens in a week or two.
Weather permitting.
They've got a bunch of big man-made stuff to huck off of there.
Oh, yeah.
And we should get out there with the slave flashes and get all artsy on some photos of Aris airing out this quiver killer.
Yeah, it might be a good place to do our fork shootout coming up, too. We're working on a suspension fork shootout, folks, but it's a little bit down the road. We are also thinking of some trail riding for those, but this is a good idea.
Last week, we also received the Wolf Tooth Components GC42 cog that's going to take my 1x10 drivetrain on the Krampus and make it more grandpa-friendly, as I would say.
So that goes on the back. That replaces the biggest cog and gives you an even bigger cog. And
right, a 42-tooth. Okay. So it's kind of like the poor man's XX1.
Yep. Well, and, they also make a front chain ring, right? That's XX1 compatible as well. Okay, so now you can get a couple of cogs from those guys.
I'm excited for the trickle-down X1.
Trickle down XO.
Is it XO?
XO. XX1, then XO. Yep, they're coming out with a cheaper drivetrain.
And I'm also going to run the that Connex Whipperman chain on that 1x10 upgrade on the Krampus.
Right so on. We'll, you got that at Interbike last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been hanging on to that.
Yeah, you really are. And a chain, what do you call it? Chain
hoarder.
Hoarder.
Aged to fantasticness. And we've got some things going on in the ongoing tire testing, right, Sven?
Yeah, I was on those B-tire Trax fatties, and I'm just not riding my 29-plus bike as much as I would like to, maybe, but I always end up on my fat bike. Anyway, I rode those several times around town, and I think they're an awesome, like, urban assault tire. Again with the trails, again with the rain complaining, again with, I haven't been on the trail that much with them, but they seemed pretty good. They're much closer in size to the other 3.0 tire on the market right now than some of V-Tire's other efforts have been in the fat tire realm. So I think it's a pretty decent tire. Anyhow, I'm going to send it out to Kale in San Diego.
Oh, man. Well, that's why we have all
these. That's my intention, is to send it out to Kale in San Diego.
That's why we have all these test pilots. So it's raining in Milwaukee. It's on fire out there.
666 degrees out there in San Diego.
So we're going to send those out there and see if they're fireproof or fire retardant. Burn!
Did you guys talk about that RSD bike yet?
No. Should we talk about that RSD bike that Colin's been beating on for the last month or so?
Testing a test kitchen.
That was a fun test. That was a fun bike.
I like that bike, too. I had it for a little while.
I rode it at the Kettles. It did well. It made a lot of noise, like it didn't, you know, like what was going on, but I pushed it pretty hard, and it's fast on the downhill. And
I felt it was pretty nimble. I thought even on the local trails it's pretty quick.
Yeah, I definitely was swooping it around some turns pretty good.
Well, actually, when I had that bike, I threw those V-Tire H billies on it, and then put the stock ones back on when I gave it to Colin. So we can send these
snowshoes, the V-Tire.
Yeah, you got snowshoes on there. Snowshoes. You'd probably like the H Billies, but I'm sorry, I'm sending them to Jesse Lalonde. That's who I'm sending them to, and he's going to give those a bit of a test up there in Minneapolis on those trails up that way.
Well, good deal.
Do you feel like you're not having anything to say?
Yeah, well, you guys wouldn't let me ride that bike because, I don't know, you don't share.
If I was making that carbon fork make the noises it did, you shouldn't have been riding that bike.
Maybe you should tighten the headset up on it.
Was it super loose?
I don't know. Bikes, they don't like it sometimes, and they complain, but they don't break.
The rim, I definitely felt the rim on that bike a couple times, and it don't show any sign of denting or anything. So kudos on those rims.
Yeah, and at the price point, I think they put the money in the right place on that bike. There's a couple things maybe some people would want to upgrade, and it'll make an even good bike better if you do take a couple spots, like rims and tires. Obviously a place where you can save a pretty good buck on a spec from a factory. But overall, I think they did a pretty good job on that thing.
My only issues with that bike, the through axle on the front kind of has got a weird, like, you can't quite adjust where the quick release sits, right. So it sits forward.
I know exactly what you're saying. It just doesn't allow you to rotate the quick release part of it. Yep. Not a big deal. Rear, it just looks kind of funky.
The rear brake rotor is really close to the mount, so that the clearance there is, if you warp your rotor a little bit, it's going to rub and it's going to make a lot of noise. But
did you notice where the paint was rubbed off on the frame, on the seat stays and the chain stays?
It's too muddy.
Too muddy. But I'll tell you why it's worn off, though, because if you look, I think you'll find out. While I had the bike, I actually threw a butt and a loo on it, too, and did a couple of beach rides where there was still snow and sand. And I didn't take those little nubby dealies off the tire like Jim always tells me to, because he loves cutting those little mold whiskers off. Anyway, they picked up a bunch of sand, and it was close enough. The butt and loo do work on it. But it was close enough where those whiskers and their sandy little paws were rubbing the paint right off the frame on the... Sorry, guys. It's getting used. And we love it. Don't worry about it.
It's a great bike. It's light. I was jumping the crap out of it on the river trail, scoring some serious airtime. It was nice. It's got the nice, like, low top tube. It never really hit my knees on it. Again,
it's
the geometry...
It's long for its height.
Geometry, the long top tube with a slack head tube angle and designed for a short stem is the future of mountain biking.
Future.
Deal with it.
Yeah. You're going to like it better if you try and quit being a retro grouch.
Flying Colin Ford.
Commentary from Flying Colin Ford. Hey, you know what? We already burned up 20 minutes on this little experiment.
Yeah, longest show yet?
Yeah. So that's pretty much what we have. I mean, we're glad Colin could be here today.
We just want to remind everybody.
Cheers.
And
the show is sponsored by Surly Bikes.
Yeah, and we got their ice cream truck right here.
You know, click on those ads on fatbike.com. Those companies.
Surly Bikes. They know
the
how
site,
to party.
Keep us alive.
Yep. If it weren't for sponsors, you guys wouldn't be hearing us in your ear holes right now. So I guess that's it for this week. We will catch you next time.
Rubber side down.
Yeah, buddy.
Cheers.
Oh, I got a full beer here.
Ooh, problem.
That's empty.
Now I have a half full beer here. 10-4-1-9.
Oh, wow. Good job.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.